for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
This is Curtis. Never forget, the life we live is oh so beautiful. Yes. And I just wanna tell you, I'm inspired to live my life. You trust in me, I trust in you. We try to do what's right. Long as we can grow, it doesn't matter where you go. There'll always be, you see, some sacrifice.
I'm keeping it live, it's alright. Sometimes I gotta struggle day and night. But I must do what I do, cause life is truly really good. Now it's time to get the money and watch my people grow. And now I got to go to another level. I made my moves and paid my dues. It's on again.
It's on again.
Yeah.
It's life we live.
Life we live.
It's so beautiful.
It's so beautiful.
It's
so beautiful. Life is beautiful.
It's love we give.
The love we give.
So
beautiful.
Beautiful.
So beautiful. Oh, so beautiful. To see the sun do shine, you gotta come out sometimes. It's not for us to know or wonder why. Reaching out in harmony, praying for longevity, just trying to find some meaning of my life.
Knowing life's got a way of making things real tough, but still I'm thinking that it's not enough to ever make me feel like giving up. I'm never gonna stop, don't stop, won't stop. I got to have my fun. What will life be? I bet it will be so dull and dumb. So I'm chilling, and I'll never fake the fun.
Don't fake the fun. So beautiful. Imagine if the people of the world, girl, could find the balance to take the challenge. My. Just to solve your conflict with another sister and brother. Father and mother. Take inventory and love everything in it, cause this is our planet.
This life we live
is
oh so beautiful.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
This love we give,
yeah.
It's so beautiful.
The master, Curtis Mayfield, to the New World Order. Thanks to you for calling out there. 822-CITR, want to remind you, is the request line. And we just want to go over what's happening in the city of Vancouver. Ooh, let's try that one more time. That's more like it. Okay, my man.
Yes, baby. It's time to let y'all know what's happening in and around Vancouver And well, we're going to start with some stuff going on Sunday night. Well, of course, for everybody who knows, around this time of year, the P&E is open. And for 2 weeks, my neck of the woods is going to be a pain in the butt because everybody's going to try to park over where I live. But East Van is going to be the place to be. The P&E, a big family thing happening, and a lot of groups are going to be there this weekend and in the following days to come. We're going to have the Platters there Sunday night on the 23rd there in the P&E. So
nice.
All the parents out there, get a taste of some good old-fashioned doo-wop with some street corner singing. And y'all out there listening, so just shout out here and whatnot. Let us know so we can slap something together because we look forward to bopping up the local talent. And speaking of that in particular, David, there is a project underway now. A brother by the name of Jesse Jackson, a film student, is looking to put together a hip-hop history somewhat in concert form here in the Vancouver area. And he's got a lot of the local talent like Sketch J Money, The Rascals, Ghetto Concept from out of Toronto. A lot of the other groups here are going to be participating in this thing. And he may need some serious backup. So anybody out there who's listening that may be interested in investing or wanting more information, just contact myself here at the station through African Rhythms. We will pass the word on, and we're hoping to get a concert film put together so that maybe some of the stations here will pay more attention to the hip-hop scene and a lot of the local acts here who deserve equal airtime on the airwaves.
No doubt. All right, well, let's, my friend, get back to the music and drop the tempo again.
Well, hello there, Mr. Lover Man. So you finally found some time to get home. Oh, I see. You had to work late at the office? Oh, overtime? Uh-huh. Okay, I understand. Oh, you got caught up in some late afternoon traffic? Oh, I see. And it's still raining. Oh, no, honey. Come on now, dear. You don't have to explain. I know you're tired. Come on and sit down. I'm gonna fix us a drink. But to tell the truth, I've had one hell of a day, too. Oh, you've told me about your day, at least some of it. Now let me tell you what happened to me today, lover. Guess who I saw today, my dear? I went in town to shop around for something new, just to pick up a new dress. I thought I'd stop to have a bite to eat when I was through. I looked around for someplace near, and it occurred to me, my dear, where I had parked the car. There was a most attractive French cafe and bar. You know what, honey? It really, really wasn't very far. The waiter showed me to a dark, secluded corner. And as my eyes became accustomed to the gloom, I saw two people at the bar who were so much in love, dear, that even I could spot it clear across the room. How he held her hand, wasting time and spending money. Guess who I saw today, my dear. I've never been so shocked before. I headed madly through the door. They didn't even see me passing through. Guess who I saw today? Guess who I saw today? Oh, today. Even see me, but I saw you, lover.
Yeah, we're back into one of the great divas of soul, Laura Lee. We played her on the show before, but certainly a fitting part of our overview of some of the great divas, Mike.
Yes, indeed. Someone not well known. Someone who almost married Al Green, as you had so hit me to, and someone who has a solid background and maybe missed the boat. And in the case of her and someone like Linda Jones, we're talking about people who maybe didn't get the right opportunity to get to a big label where they could have spent a lot of money with a lot of publicity and, you know, really putting the word out about somebody as talented as her.
Yeah, that's an unfortunate thing. So goes life sometimes, that not everybody always gets their due. At least we here and now are celebrating some of these great people and would continue to do so. And a name, Mike, that we haven't had a chance to overview yet, Larez Alexander.
That is one from the past. That's one definitely from the past.
Yeah, she started out, I believe, on King Records.
That's right.
Doing some R&B and even jazz, I believe. Mm-hmm. Definitely in that, trying to bridge into that pop vocal thing that was so popular back then.
That's right.
But in the 70s, she put out a very obscure album. Many collectors are looking for this these days, and that is the Baltimore Oriole.
Baltimore Oreo took a look at the mercury falling below. No time for a lady to be dragging her feathers around in the snow. She flew straight for the Tangipaho, where a two-timing blackbird met the divine Miss O. I'd like to ruffle his plumage while at Baltimore. Forgiving is easy. He's a woman like now and then might have been the same. Just send her back home, but alone. Home ain't home without her warbling. How she'd sing, make that lonely man. Miss Baltimore Oreo, fly down, fly down from your bow. Come back to your baby.
Song, the title track from Omar's latest, came out almost a year ago now, and unfortunately the world really didn't get to hear it. He's a British soul singer, much loved by people like Stevie Wonder, Lamont Dozier, guys from back in the day that can recognize that the gentleman's got the talents, got the arrangements, got the great songs, like back in the day.
Well, it's apparent that somebody wants this gentleman to succeed, because when looking through the liner notes, we see there are a lot of folks, just like you mentioned, Syreeta Wright's on there, Stevie, I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on, Lamont Dozier. People really have a lot of confidence in this young man's talent.
Yeah, and understandably so. Sounds remarkably fresh from outside of the American market, so really he can sit there and observe all these beautiful things that happened, and it's his own unique kind of way of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's important in modern day. I think that's why D'Angelo and Maxwell both succeeded.
Yes, Maxwell, you know, especially.
Yeah. All right, well, let's hear another track from this. But folks, it'll be money well invested.
And we want you all to stay on CITR. Keep your ears right here.
Now it's jazz. The place is roaring. All beautiful girls in there. One mad brunette at the bar, drunk with her boys. One strange chick I remember from somewhere, wearing a simple skirt with pockets, her hands in there. Short haircut, slouched, talking to everybody. Up and down the stairs they come, the bartenders of the regular band of Jack and the heavenly drummer who looks up in the sky with blue eyes, with a beard. He's wailing beer caps of bottles and jamming at the cash register, and everything is going to the beat. It's the beat generation. It's Bayat. It's the beat to keep. It's the beat of the heart. It's being beat and down in the world and like old-time lowdown. And like in ancient civilizations, the slave boatmen rowing galleys to a beat, and servants spinning pottery to a beat. The faces. There's no face to compare with Jack Mingus, who's up on the bandstand now, or the colored trumpeter who outblows him wild and dizzy, but Jack's face overlooking all the heads in smoke. He has a face that looks like everybody you've ever known and seen on the street in your time. Sweet face, hard to describe. Sad eyes, cool lips, expectant gleam, swaying to the beat, tall, majestical. Waiting in front of the drugstore, a face like Hunky's in New York. Hunky, whom you'll see on Times Square, somnolent and alert, sad, sweet, dark, holy, just out of jail, martyred, tortured by sidewalks, starved for sex and companionship. Open to anything, ready to introduce a new world, a shrug. Colored big tenor with the big tone is blowing sunny stits clear out of Kansas City roadhouses. Clear, heavy, somewhat dull and unmusical ideas which nevertheless never leave the music. Always there, always far out. The harmony too complicated for the motley bums of music understanding in there. But the musicians here. The drummer is a sensational 12-year-old Negro boy who's not allowed to drink, but can play. Tremendous, a little lithe, childlike Miles Davis kid. Like early Fats Navarro fans you used to see in S-Bahn Harlem, hep, small. He thunders at the drums with a beat which is described to me by a near-standing connoisseur of beret as a fabulous beat. On piano is Blondie Bill, good enough to drive any group. Now Jack Minger blows out and over his head with these angels from Fillmore, I dig him. Now he's terrific. I just stand in the outside hall against the wall, no beer necessary, with collections of in-and-out listeners, with Bernie, and now here returns Bob Berman, who was a kid from West Indies, who barged into my party 6 months earlier with Dean and the gang, and I had a Chet Baker record on, and we hoofed it at each other in the room. Tremendous. The perfect grace of his dancing, casual, like Joe Louis, casually hoofing. He comes now in dancing like that, glad. Everybody looks everywhere. It's a jazz joint and beat generation mad trick. You see someone, hi, and you look away elsewhere for something, someone else. It's all insane. Then you look back, you look away around. Everything is coming in from everywhere in the sound of the jazz. Hi, hey, bang, the little drummer takes a solo, reaching his young hands all over traps and kettles and cymbals and foot pedal, boom, a fantastic crash of sound. 12 years old. What will happen? Thank you.
jazz funk in modern day. And his name is Alex Bunyan. Keyboard player extraordinaire. CD's entitled Tales from
the Bright Side.
And thanks, Mike.
And this cut's called Okra. And it's kind of tastes pretty good to me. It tastes good to these ears here. And that was mixed in with a little bit of Jack Kerouac.
Can't get enough of that. There'll be some new mixes coming up. Berlin Getty, another of the beat poets, got some of his stuff, as well as Krishnamurti. Be expecting some fresh mixes coming up next week, as well as some more stuff from Alex Bunyan.
Yes, indeed, and we want you all to stay on CITR. Keep your ears right here. In about 40 minutes, DJ Noah will slide in the home base.
Actually, we got a special edition tonight, and Noah's not going to be here. The steady and the groovy Robert Shea is going to be back. You can always depend on Robert to do a special show, so I'm sure he'll be playing some ambience and techno and the rest of it. Maybe a little jungle.
Gotta have that jungle, brother.
the jungle, the brother.
Yes, indeed.
It's finally time to play for the city, and hopefully the world are going to accept and appreciate this great genius, Terry Callier. Now, we've talked about him in previous shows, how he started out on Prestige with the new folk sound and then progressed to Kadeb after writing and arranging for the Dells, The Love We Have Stays on Our Mind being a prime example.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, and then Charles Stephanie, the great producer for Chess Records, liked what he heard and decided to let Terry make a couple records on the label.
Well, a lot of times an artist like a Terry Callier, I believe, has the same problem as a Rachel Ferrell, somebody we talked about in past shows as well. They're so talented and their scope is so far-reaching that a lot of times people don't know what the heck to do with them. Yeah, I mean, we're talking about even music people who are versed in this and do have some knowledge. Mm. The talent just goes beyond the fringe, and a lot of times you can't pigeonhole it anywhere, and when you can't, it makes people nervous. I'm always impressed with people that go beyond the norm, and it's sad that someone like a Terry Callier, whose talent is so indescribable, must have really screwed up a lot of AR people, because with people like this, it's difficult to sell them because you can't label them. And when you can't pigeonhole somebody like that, it makes it, you know, kind of a hell on earth artistically for the artist, because they know if they don't have the backing by the label, they can't stretch out and do the type of things that Terry Callier has done.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, stereotypes sometimes come into this, the way people label a black artist should do blues or do jazz or do soul.
Yeah.
And Terry is beyond all of that,
exactly.
You know, and doing his own individuality and his own style, and indeed an innovator for the future.
I certainly hope that we have a chance to give everybody a taste of this and they catch on to this. This is an exceptional human being and an exceptional artist. I hope a lot of folks get to listen to a lot more of Terry Callier in the future.
Terry Callier back in the day doing the classic track, we played it on the show before, Ordinary Guy, and it's now the original album, Occasional Rain. More and more folks are getting into Terry Callier, and I believe that he just played the Glastonbury Festival. So let's play the Ordinary Guy.
Oh yes, get your feet ready for that one.
Can't be a fool, babe. Can't stay no more. Tired of running around in circles. Tired of hanging around your door, I'm gonna go ahead on. Better go ahead on. Gonna go ahead on. And for my opening line, I might try to indicate my state of mind, I'll turn you on, I'll tell you that I'm laughing just to keep from crying. Pretty music, when you hear it, keep on trying to get near it, a little rhythm for your spirit, oh, but that's what
thinks it's easy to fly. He's just a little bit freer than I. Now here's a mystery, and maybe you can help to make it clear to me. When you're fast asleep, then what is it that's lighting up the dreams you see? All of your tears, I can't conceal it, and all of your prayers may not reveal it. You got soul, so you can feel it, and when you make the scene, well, you know. Just a little bit freer than I. When you find folks are giving you the running round, keep your game uptight. And if you must, just take your secrets underground. Now politicians are trying to speech you. Mad color watchers are trying to teach you. Very few will really try to reach you. If you're lost in a stack, that's okay. To deny that I'm just an average guy, and don't you know each little bird in the sky is just a little bit freer than I. Hey, ordinary Joe, although they say you're just a lazy so-and-so, what they think is real is nothing but an animated puppet show. So don't let time and space confuse you, and don't let name and form abuse you. When the big Joe Williams blues you, in the light of the sun you can see how they run. Oh, I've seen a sparrow get high and waste his time in the sky. And don't you know he thinks it's easy to fly? He's just a little bit freer than I.
Terry Callia.
Oh, it's a sweet track. It's a sweet track, a nice groove, and it's definitely either a sit down and enjoy or get up and enjoy type song.
So let's go now into a track we've been wanting to play for a long time. You know, we talk about how great the early jazzy Kool & the Gang stuff was.
Yes,
innovative a funk band they were.
Oh, without a doubt. And like I said, in past shows, you know, the Kool & the Gang that has made everybody happy by doing stuff like Celebration and Ladies Night. That's all well and good, and I'm glad that they were able to get paid and pay the rent and all that other good stuff. But this earlier stuff, the instrumentally jazz-based Kool & the Gang that we hear from, say, 1970, from 1969 until the early 70s, particularly this cut from the Light of Worlds album, this was Kool & the Gang, and I feel at their best. Very rarely...
Without a doubt.
Very rarely a group gets to put a statement on them, on their music, what they're saying in one song. This can tell you everything you need to know about Kool & the Gang if you've never heard them before.
Yeah, and it was interesting that DJ Premier used this in a mix, DJ Premier from Gangstar, and it became integral in hip-hop history.
Yes,
because it's important in this history of the music, this African music that we love. These are the kind of key tracks which... help map out the beautiful diversity of the music.
Oh, no doubt. And you hear the true jazz background of this group when you hear this, these very Coltrane-esque kind of spiralings here and there interwoven within the keyboards and stuff.
Yeah, and indeed, we are ready for the spring and the summer madness.
Oh, without a doubt, my brother, let us hear it. If so, music be the food of love, then we want a second helping. This is CITR 101.9 FM. Club that was on the fringe of Central Park, renamed it across 110th Street.
I'm not saying what I did was all right. Trying to break out of the ghetto was a day-to-day fight. Being down so long, getting up didn't cross my mind. But I knew there was a better way of life, and I was just trying to find. You don't know what you do till you put under pressure. Cross 110th Street is a hell of a tester. Across 110th Street, pimps trying to catch a woman that's weak. Across 110th Street, pushers won't let the junkie go free. Across 110th Street, woman trying to catch a trick on the street. You get it. Across
there's a better way out. Shorting that coke, shooting that dope, man, you're copping out. Take my advice, it's either live or die. You got to be strong if you want to survive. The family on the upper side of town will catch hell without a ghetto around. In every city you'll find the same thing going down. Harlem is the capital of every ghetto town. Let me sing it. Falls under this street. Pimps trying to catch a woman that's weak. Across 110th Street, wishes won't let John Gay go free. Oh, across 110th Street, a woman trying to catch a trick on the street. Ooh, baby, across 110th Street, you can find it all.
And props to Bobby Womack, who's finally starting to get some respect, and fortunately that was reissued on the Jackie Brown soundtrack.
Yes, indeed.
And that was a soundtrack in its own right.
Yeah, it was. Actually, that was the title of the movie. It was called Across 110th Street. Bobby Womack did a lot of the work on the album for the score. And it was an indication of how they were finally starting to give black artists more credit for things just besides singing and arranging and stuff. Because after the obvious success of Shaft, James Brown ended up scoring his own movie, Black Caesar, and then there were a lot of black action films like Across 110th Street where everybody else had a turn, and that was Bobby Womack's turn.
Yeah.
And incidentally, 110th Street is the northern border of Central Park in New York City, and so it was just after this movie was released, it was very popular, of course, in the area. Then they named the club that was on the fringe of Central Park, renamed it Across 110th Street, which was kind of popular, especially during summertime.
Great stuff. Little known facts from Mike Ingram. Certainly Mike's growing up around New York City brought lots of the show.
Sure, my age is what I'm saying. Well, you know, I love listening to people who take their creative process to the nth degree. And people like this, I would rather hear their own work, even if it's just two or three songs, more than I would want to hear them do covers, even if they do the covers well.
Yeah.
And I think that's a good indication of people like Terry. And the next person we're about to hear now, who's a good example of somebody who had a set idea, had a chance to develop her own ideas into the artistic form, and was able to make a commercial success from it.
Can we say enough about her? Tina Marie.
Motown seemed to have a better feel for her style and her material than Epic did when she moved over to Epic. Although there was some good, the Casanova Brown track that we played last show was excellent.
Yeah.
But Epic didn't do enough for that. They didn't have a feel for pushing her that way. They wanted her to do pop stuff instead of just letting her go on ahead and get her groove on. And I think this upcoming track is a good example of why she really is a genuine soul legend.
And we were poor, two children playing grown-up games. The prince and the princess. You loved me hard, just like a rock. I threw away your building blocks and left you with silence. And who said that silence was golden? Now I trade one day of wealth and fame. Just one model airplane. Where is the love that you made me? If I had a lens left, here is what I'd do.
Emerald City love songs.
The jest and the jester.
And somewhere in your nursery rhymes, I found and lost my innocence. And what could be better?
Again, original material, beautiful arrangement,
yeah.
Beautiful singing, and a nice mix between styles of
soul,
jazz, everything. And
next week, we're hoping the Mole of Soul is going to have a little time to spend with us.
What's going on out there, Bill? Yes, indeed. Come on by. See us here.
We want to hear your tunes, Mole of Souls, so you just come on by. You're welcome to stop on by, as Bobby Womack would say.
Yes, indeed.
But you can always catch Clarence down, bar none, on Wednesday. So we want to put in a plug for Clarence and take it out, my brother Mike.
Well, all I can tell you all is we've always enjoyed doing this thing for you. And we always say, and as we finish up, if you want to know where the soul trees grow, we definitely want you to know that the soul trees are growing.
It's growing.
It's growing, boy. We got a new location here, and we're going to continue our thing. So for all you insomniacs and children of the night, if you happen to be up twice a month on Saturday to Sunday morning from 1 a.m. to 4 a.m., catch a little continuation of this here on the soul tree, where we will play much more of this stuff that we all love.
And that's this Saturday, Mike?
That's this Saturday. So come get an earful of me if you're awake. And if you're not, then I'll play a couple of bedtime stories to soothe you to sleep, okay? So 1 a.m. to 4 a.m. right here on CITR, the Soul Tree. Y'all come on down and lend me your ear and let me be a humble servant for 3 hours. Well, then, if you want to know where the soul trees grow, the roots of all the encompasses that can be found right here at CITR on African Rhythms.
Yeah, and I believe one of our listeners wanted to hear.
Tina Marie.
Indeedy. So out there in Surrey, this is for you.
For Michael Ingerman, David Love Jones, peace and love.
Come on with it.
Baby, what you doing tonight? come inside. Let me try your breath. No, I'm waiting. Come inside from the rain. Let me make love to you. Yeah.
I went to residential school. I was just 8 years old.